While the talk this morning is on reforming the Buffalo Police Force, concerns over departmental practices have been raised for years. Through 2018, journalist Daniela Porat reported on many of those issues with Investigative Post. So we reached out to her for her view on the international spotlight that has been placed on the department in recent days. Her initial thought was on a comment made to her by a source inside the department.
But he was saying that we need to encourage law enforcement officials to think not just about the second before force is used, but rather, what actions have I done or what actions can I not do and do so that the situation doesn't reach a point where force is necessary?
Daniela, your reporting during your time here in Buffalo did look at some of those incidents. You were able to pull some data regarding internal affairs situations and investigations.
I did a series on the oversight or lack thereof over the Buffalo Police Department, and I looked at internal affairs data, and what I found was that the Internal Affairs Division had actually cleared officers of wrongdoing in almost all completed investigations into excessive use of force filed between January 2014 and mid-September 2016. That to me said that there was really no accountability for the use of force among police officers in the department if the division that was meant to investigate these was clearing almost all of them.
You did quite a bit of a look at training of the Buffalo mm-hmm. Police Department. What was the viewpoint of department officials and perhaps even City Hall officials regarding training of the Buffalo Police Department?
That was actually my first story on the Buffalo Police Department in 2016. And I looked at how the training was quite inadequate, especially compared to other departments in the area and in the country as a whole. The Buffalo Police Department only required a written pass-fail test for use of force, which of course just seems counterintuitive. Use of force is a very physical, hands-on thing, and so to test officers with a written test is inadequate to prepare them for the kinds of situations that they'll find themselves in on patrol. What was interesting when I was rereading my work, I noticed that the deputy police commissioner at the time actually pointed to the emergency response team as proof of the department's commitment to de-escalation at the time.
The emergency response team, of course, was the group of officers who moved across the City Hall steps last Thursday. That's when 75-year-old protester Martin Gugino was pushed and fell to the ground, suffering a head injury, an event which has generated widespread outrage. Two officers were suspended. The entire team resigned. For a final thought, Daniela Porat recalled a conversation with a city mother who offered a dark view of the Buffalo Police Force.
She said that it seemed like this unit and the police overall, who are meant to protect the community and deal with crime, are in fact like a gang against the community. That's what she said, that she felt like the police was like a gang against the community. And I've been thinking a lot about that quote because I feel like that has been what communities of color in Buffalo have felt for a long time. And now it seems like that sentiment is being understood more broadly.
Daniela Porat, thanks very much for your perspective here and for all of your reporting while you were in Buffalo. It was great joining you again.
Thank you so much.